The A's looking to snap an 8-game skid, taking on the Angels. Sean Manaea in search of his 10th win of the season. And Mike Trout trying to help his team get into the playoffs, pick up the action, no score in the fourth. It's Chris Davis facing Tyler Skaggs.
Here's the 0-1. Fastball hit hard toward right. Chasing Calhoun back to the track, takes a look, up on the ledge and gone! A home run for Chris Davis, his 39th. He's the American League leader.
And here's Pinder. Base hit left field. Here comes Upton. They're waving Simeon around. The throw to the plate is late, and Simeon slides in safe, and it's 2-0.
Marcus getting his left hand right on the plate, and the pitch to Chris, and he hits a fly ball left center field. That's going to be playable, a circle route for Eric Young Jr., and now the ball drops. Upton couldn't hold on to it, and the A's take a 3-0 lead. Manaea goes to work on the left fielder for the Angels.
And that is strikeout number 5. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Calhoun, so he's been good so far.
And now here comes the dangerous Mike Trout.
Huge spot in the game. Davis makes the catch. Side retired.
The Athletics snap an 8-game skid. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after.
I think I said, actually, just walk out for the 7th inning. I think I said earlier today. He did walk out for the 7th. Got a couple base runners, and we, you know, went to the bullpen. But that's a significant difference when you get 6 innings. You know, you can use limited guys, even though we were down some guys today. Hatcher had to close and did a great job. Dole did a great job. So we had just enough to finish the game, as long as the starter gave us 6.
Well, that 4th inning episode, were you surprised how quickly it escalated and just kind of how it unfolded the way it did?
I am surprised. I'm not going to talk about the nuances of it, but I am surprised how it started and how it ended.
Including the umpire's discussion with Matt in that? Because that seemed unusual.
Yeah, and with me, the whole bit I thought was a little unusual, but win's a win.
Chris Davis now leads the league in home runs. What do you think of what he's been able to do just in consecutive seasons?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It really has. And we've talked about the ballpark here, too. It's going to be a difficult ballpark to hit home runs in, especially at night, opposite field. I mean, that's a line drive for anybody else that probably doesn't even reach the wall, let alone go over it. So you're hoping, you know, with anybody else, hopefully just gets over the right fielder's head, and with him, it's a homer. So pretty special talent as far as the power goes. Well, no. I said earlier today, I said we need someone to actually go out for the 7th inning, and he did. He gave a couple base runners, but
just the way things had been going, how much did that factor into you sending him back out for the 7th?
Well, you know, I'm always prepared. He gets another day, and depending on how his stuff is, and his stuff was good, you know, up to that point, it was an easy decision to let him go out there. I was going to let him get to maybe 115. But after first base runner gets on, Gratterall is going to be his last guy. You know, if I go there, they probably pinch hit Valbuena at Gratterall, and, you know, we start to not get decent matchups. As long as Dole comes in, I know it's going to be one lefty and then the righties. I felt comfortable with that.
This is probably self-evident, but after a string of losses, especially kind of real tough ones like you had the last couple days, how important was it to nail this one down?
Yeah, very important. I mean, for the psyche of the team, too, because we played well. We played well enough to win a lot of these games. And when you keep getting slapped in the face, when you feel like you play well enough to win, and on top of that, you have a losing streak that's going on, there's a lot of tension. So it's good to just get a win and a well-played game on top of it.
Matt Olson's been red hot of late. He spoke after the game.
You know, we've been grinding out here a little bit. Just kind of been a little stretch where we can't just all get on the same page with some good pitch and good hitting. We've had those days where we're swinging it and giving up some runs, and then we've had days where we're coming out and shutting guys down and not putting together good at-bats. So tough stretch for us a little bit, but, you know, we were grinding the whole time, and it's nice to get a win into the off day.
And it's great to watch you hit. I want to ask you, because Bob Melvin said in Seattle, it's important for Matt Olson to play every day, regardless of whether it's a lefty or righty. You hit the home run against Albers, a left-hander. In Seattle, you're playing against lefties. What does that mean to you to have your manager think that you should be in the lineup every day, regardless who's pitching?
You know, that's awesome. A little vote of confidence for me. You know, I've never had too big of an issue with lefties mentally. So, you know, whenever I can be in the lineup, I'm happy for it.
Well, you're spoiling us. We're disappointed you didn't homer today, but you did homer on Monday and Tuesday, and your swing looks good, and you just seem so much more comfortable now that you've been brought up. You're playing first base every day compared to earlier in the year. Tell us about the comfort level you have now, and also has it helped you knowing that you're going to be playing first base, which is your primary position?
I wouldn't say too much. You know, playing first base, it doesn't really affect my at-bats, whether it's right or first. But, yeah, you know, coming up here earlier in the year is kind of coming in later situations, pinch hit, maybe stay in the game here and there. You know, that's something that I've never really done in the minors. I've always been an everyday player, and, you know, I know I'm getting 4 or 5 at-bats a game. So to come up here and trying to, you know, learn a new role, I would say, you know, it was a little tough. Kind of got to find what works for you, and it's nice to be back in that everyday role.
Well, one thing that's working for you, the way you have your hands extended from your body, very unusual because most hitters have them close to the body. You get them to that point, but how did that begin for you to have the hands out so far and then get in the hitting position from there?
You know, just assessing things going into the offseason last year, I was kind of cutting myself off and, you know, getting really rotational with my upper body. And it all kind of started from me tucking my hands far back. So, you know, I just wanted to stick them out a little bit and have the same move, but giving myself a clear path to the ball.
Up next, the Athletics begin a series at home against the Astros on Friday. Jarrell Cotton on the hill.